Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm not ready to jump off the ledge just yet, but this would be a very Nets loss in 2022. Would be them being able to just walk into this to seventh place and then lose to the Knicks.
Go New York, go New York, go!
It's over. Is it safe to say that the Nets just aren't really that good?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a fair statement. But that being said, if they were to come back and win this game, you got a game against Cleveland, a game against Indiana, and then you're in seventh place, you know? And then you're looking at Philly, you're looking at Miami, and I think those are winnable. So I'm not ready to write them off yet, but they've definitely been disappointing.
I'm not ready to say that they're not good. They, number one, had very devastating injuries to their team. And then number two, they just, because of the circumstance with the vaccine mandate and whatnot and the trade, they don't have a lot of chemistry yet. So I think they're very good, but they're not a team.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't look like a team. They look like, you know, Kyrie ISO, Durant ISO. And then, you know, they got some good role players, but it just doesn't look right. And, you know, there's no way they can not miss the playoffs, right? I mean, either way, they're going to be in one of those play-ins. But I just
don't. Who are they going to get in the play-in? Who's the favorites for them right now?
Right now, it's Cleveland. Cleveland, yeah, yeah.
All right, so I think Atlanta can beat them. I don't see Cleveland beating them though.
No, I don't think so. Are you scared of Cleveland, Adam?
No, not at all. I'm not scared of Cleveland. Atlanta absolutely can beat the Nets. Charlotte has the Nets number this year. So those would be tough matchups. But I think if you're the Nets and you just got to focus on taking care of business, because if they win these next three games, then you're in a situation where you just have to win one home game to get into the playoffs. And what if you get there and you get Philly, you got to like the matchup against Philly. You got to like the matchup against Miami, and then you just kind of see what happens after that. Other than that, I mean, 60-something million on the sideline with Ben Simmons, Joe Harris, pretty much all year. I don't think Ben Simmons is coming back. They won't announce that. It doesn't look like he's coming back. So I just think it might be another lost year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. And, you know, this 17-point lead doesn't mean shit. Knicks have blown worse. I could see the Nets definitely coming back and win. I'm just saying, like, moving forward, because it doesn't look like Simmons is coming back. I just don't see it with this team. I think they just got to hope and pray that all three of those guys, or, you know, the whole team is healthy next season. And there won't be any mandates. You know, there won't be any Harden distractions. I think next year will probably be the year. I just don't see it this year at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not lining up for them this year. The only silver lining I will say is if you look up and down the East, I mean, obviously Milwaukee's really good, but outside of Milwaukee, I mean, there's a lot of vulnerability there. You know, Philly's in a kind of a similar situation to the Nets, except Embiid's been playing at MVP level. Boston's got a serious issue here with this mandate in Toronto, because if they end up in a first round matchup with the Raptors, then Jaylen Brown's not going to be able to play.
Yeah.
That's official? He's not vaccinated, Brown?
It's not official, but the Tim Bontemps article that came out a week ago, it mentioned Thibault and it mentioned Jaylen Brown. And now Jaylen Brown, they just said, is out because he's ineligible tomorrow. So I'm assuming that his information's good.
They have a few players, right, who aren't vaxxed. The Celtics.
Yeah, but I don't know about a few, but I know Jaylen Brown for sure. And then, you know, Robert Williams is out too. So they got some issues too. So there's some issues throughout the East. So
yeah, yeah. And then the whole dysfunction with the Heat. Did that happen after our last pod? With Jimmy and Spoelstra and Haslam.
That was after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows what's going on there. Toronto might be one of those sneaky teams. Siakam's been killing it second half of the season, but I don't know. And they got a lot of length on that team. I don't know. It's starting to look a little more wide open, even though the Bucks are kind of, I don't know. I have a feeling they're kind of just not coasting per se, but
chilling. Yeah, they're chilling.
They're chilling, you know. So it's gonna be interesting for sure.
The Nets still, you know, I know it sounds doom and gloom for the Nets, but you know, when they walk on the court, chances are they still have the two best players that are on the court.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to beat Cleveland. I'm not worried about Atlanta. I'll tell you the truth. I think there's a little bit of disconnect there in Philly. There's a lot of rumors that Doc Rivers might sneak out of there. I don't think he gets I don't think he gets along with James Harden too much. Big surprise.
Yeah, and I think
the Lakers are eyeing Doc Rivers, and they're eyeing Quinn Snyder from Utah. So I don't see Miami beating Brooklyn in a 7-game series. So it really is going to come down to Milwaukee.
Yeah, and
in the playoffs, anything can happen, you know.
Yeah, and they have a pretty complete team. I think they're at full strength now. Giannis is playing like an MVP, and yeah, I think they're still the favorite.
Adam, what do you think about Steve Nash as a coach?
Steve Nash is not a coach; he's a mannequin.
He's just not.
He doesn't coach. They don't do anything. They don't run any kind of defensive scheme. They don't run any kind of offensive scheme. He's just a figurehead because they don't want to be coached.
He's
right.
That's my opinion.
He's white. I was thinking white Tyronn Lue.
But people say Tyronn Lue's pretty good. I don't know, but people are very high on Tyronn Lue, and I think a lot of players like playing for Tyronn Lue. And he's got a title under his name. I know it was with LeBron and Love and Kyrie, but he's got one.
Steve Nash might be that good. Like, he might be as good as Lou. We'll never know as long as he's coaching the Nets.
Right. You know, I was thinking about it last week. I was watching one of the Knicks games, and I was thinking, you know, if the Brooklyn Nets wanted to be coached, like, say Durant and Kyrie were like, we need the best coach available for us to really put us over the edge, I think the move for the Knicks and Nets would have almost been a swap. The Knicks should have gotten probably Kenny Atkinson, and I think Tibbs would have been great for Brooklyn.
Tibbs,
you think so?
Yeah. I don't know.
I believe that Tibbs is meant to coach a veteran team.
You love Thibodeau.
You love the Tibbies.
Well, let me say that the Nets might have had an elite coach on their bench last year that they just let walk to a division rival.
That's true.
Ime Udoka. Yeah. He was their defensive coordinator last year. And, you know, he might win coach of the year this year. They have the number one defense now after they really couldn't defend much last year. That's kind of kicking the nuts.
Yeah, Knicks interviewed him. He was a rising star.
Wow.
They did interview him?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, also during that interview process, the Knicks interviewed 20 coaches. But
wow, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was always going to be Tibbs.
I remember his name being thrown in there. But I mean, the Nets. It's tough to coach a team like that, you know. Just kind of like a figurehead. That's interesting about Doc. I did see that the Lakers, and there was another team too that he was rumored possibly to. It was like a random team. But speaking of the Lakers, wow. Not even getting in the play-in game. I think all three of yous picked them to win it.
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah, we did. I think Lakers Nets I had. I think everybody did, except for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I still what was my pick? Bucks Warriors is still in play with the Buckies. I think the Buckies winning it. But yeah, Lakers, I mean, you know, Knicks obviously big disappointment. A lot of people saying this is, you know, the worst, biggest Knicks disappointment in, you know, the last few decades, yada, yada. Nah, I don't know about that. I thought like 2013, 2014 team, or was it the 2014, 2015? The team after the 54-win season, I thought that was a bigger letdown than this season, right?
For the Knicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought, the year after they lost to Indy.
Yeah, absolutely. Second round, yeah. 54 wins, and then they didn't even make the playoffs the next year, right?
I'm trying to think what they did. Did they disband a lot of the teams or not bring back, some of the vets?
Was that the year they traded a first for Bargnani?
Yeah.
Yes, that was that.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they let, all those vets that they signed, they just didn't bring any of them back.
Yeah,
Kid retired, right? Jason Kidd retired.
Kid, who was? I mean, they had Novak. They had was Baron Davis on that team?
He might have been a few years earlier. Rasheed Wallace was on that team. Camby,
Bibby,
Camby, Bibby. I don't know about Bibby. Camby was on the team, I think.
Sheed. Oh man, I love that team.
Yeah, but they had a real slow start that next year. I remember them rebounding kind of well second half of the season, but it was too little, too late. But yeah, I mean, this season obviously was very disappointing. Obviously with Randall and some of the Thibodeau rotations, Burks playing 40 plus minutes. But the Lakers, I mean, what a complete just disaster! Like just utter disaster. I mean, AD obviously hurt a bunch. Even LeBron was hurt a bunch. But is LeBron even really that hurt right now? And, crucial games down the stretch, he's just chilling on the bench. I don't even think he cares.
He's totally checked out.
Yeah, he got his championship with them. A lot of people like to, say, it was a bubble. Bubble doesn't count. That Babo doesn't count. But, he did get his chip there. So I feel like he's my job's done here. I did what I needed to do. I'm playing with house money right now.
So where do they go in the future?
I don't know.
You kind of have to trade Davis, don't you?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of
the only move they can make.
I'm seeing a lot of Knicks Davis to the Knicks buzz lately. I don't know if anyone else.
Oh yeah, for her.
I don't know if anyone else seeing that. I don't know. What's the move?
I saw it.
What's the move for him?
I would assume they would want picks, Barrett and Obi.
No, I think that probably that's more of a Randall trade than a Barrett trade.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd want a vet in there. He goes back to the Lakers. I don't know. I don't think that makes the Lakers much better, but, they have to make a few more moves. I don't know. I'm so skeptical, right? AD healthy could be a top five player, but when's he healthy?
And also LeBron. I mean, how much more does LeBron really have being a top three player?
Well, he's going to win a scoring title, no?
Yeah, but still, but their team also didn't make the playoffs, right?
I know. Didn't even make the play-in.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So,
I'm kind of at the point with LeBron. Point with LeBron where I am with Tom Brady, where it's like, I'll just believe it when I see it.
Right.
Yeah, he may indeed play till, mid-40, something we've never seen before with the NBA, right?
Yeah.
If anyone could do it, it's him. But this has been awful. For them not to be in the top 10 in the West, which it's a down year for the West.
Jericho Sims.
To God. I like Jericho.
Yeah, I saw one of those, those gambling memes where it's if you bet this, you would have made all this. I saw one that said if you bet $10,000 on the Lakers to miss the playoffs, you would have won $185,000.
Oh
my God. Yeah.
But who in their right mind would have put $10,000 on the Lakers to miss the playoffs with LeBron, AD, and Westbrook?
That was probably a Darren Revell.
It was definitely one of those.
Juice, you were saying something?
No, I said you're basically betting on them getting hurt.
Yeah. Which is, LeBron, we're seeing it more. AD, we've been seeing it his whole career. Russ, I think, played every game, but that was probably to their detriment. it's a disaster. Kendrick Nunn, did he ever play? I don't think he ever played, right? Was he out the whole year, I think?
I think he was.
So, yeah.
Yeah, not like that would have mattered. But Melo, come on. It's just... Yeah, it's pretty bad. They let Caruso walk. That was a mistake. You know, it's bad. Vogel will be out. And yeah, they'll probably get, you know, I don't know, Calipari maybe.
I'm actually hearing Quinn Snyder.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, so that brings me to my next point. Is the Jazz? I mean, they blew some game last week to the Warriors. It was like almost like a 30-point lead they blew. It seems like
a couple of times.
A couple recently. Times, right? Yeah, I feel like every night I go on Twitter, it's like Jazz blow a huge lead, like just, you know, completely fall apart. So that team's going to get blown up probably.
At the minimum, yeah, either Gobert or Mitchell will probably be gone. One of them.
Yeah,
I think Miami's going to get Mitchell.
Yeah, Heat Twitter is high on that. What were you saying, Juice?
No, why would they get rid of Mitchell though? Gobert, I understand he's a big man, and you know, I understand he plays great defense, but this is not a league anymore for dominating defensive big men.
Right.
But Mitchell's a star. I don't understand. Like, I see a lot of the rumors. I know he's unhappy, but they got to kind of cater to him and make him happy, because otherwise, who's going to Utah?
Yeah. It would have to be a Melo type thing. I'm unhappy here, forcing a trade, or AD, you know, on the Pelicans. It'd have to be one of those situations. I don't think they're going to approach him like, hey, so we're going to trade you. It's going to have to be his decision, I think.
I think this is the Knicks opportunity.
I know. And I see you tweeting, yeah, trade RJ in this, RJ in that, RJ in this. Yeah, I see you. I see you out there.
I mean, listen, if you could get Mitchell Scott 4 years left on his deal, he's maybe a top 10 guy. I think you got to do it. No,
I think. And Bill Simmons, and you know, I heard him talking about this on his pod the other day with Russillo and Joe House, and every Knicks fan in their lot. And their, well, Joe House thought he agrees with you, Adam. You know, trade RJ. Like, who cares?
Oh yeah, I would do it. I would have done it yesterday for Mitchell. Yeah,
but
I like RJ too. I mean.
But Simmons, yeah, Simmons and Russillo, they said every Knicks fan in their life. It's like RJ's untouchable. No, we're not dealing RJ. I mean, that's how I feel. Paul, Juice. I mean, Paul, I know you've always kind of been down on RJ, but like, where do you stand?
No, he's showing me something. I want to hold on to him.
Okay.
He's only 21. Yeah, he's improved a lot recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the advanced metrics don't really show that. He's like last in the league in a lot of those categories, but you could just see the growth. And Juice, I know you love him.
Listen, I love him, but and I envision, you know, you pair a star with him.
Right.
But, you know, obviously Donovan Mitchell's a better player than RJ Barrett. I would do that deal also.
What? Juice.
Oh my god.
I can't believe it, man.
What happened?
He's a better player. He's a better player.
I know, but like I think the goal would be to pair them together. You gotta
here, yeah, but listen, there's a bigger chance of somebody coming to New York to play with Donovan Mitchell than to play with RJ Barrett.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think if you give up the young guys, not even all of them, if you give up a package with Barrett to get Mitchell, then you got the Randall piece there with some extra, you know, with whatever else you have. Maybe you could pair Mitchell with an Anthony Davis. Maybe, you know, I mean, maybe I'm getting a little crazy. Even saying stuff like that, but is that completely outlandish, or is there another guy that might be like, okay, get me to New York to play with Mitchell? Like, I don't know. Like, Barrett's really good. I just don't know. Like, is he going to be a frontline guy in a winning team? I'm not sure. Like, Mitchell already is a frontline guy in a winning team. I don't know if Barrett's ever going to be that guy.
Right, right. Well, clearly the Jazz are built better around Mitchell than RJ.
True.
Yeah, you know.
True.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't want Randall there. Like, I think it's done. So
he's gone. He's,
yeah,
definitely gone.
They got to just part ways with him. And I don't know. There's a bunch of names floating around the Knicks. This is always happening every year. Every year since, you know, beginning of time. Bunch of names. Zion, Mitchell, AD. Who else is it? Dame. I mean, can they get one of these guys this year? I don't know. We'll see. My guess is they get Zip, and you know, they're rolling out these guys, and yeah, maybe Miles Turner. That'll be like, you know, their big acquisitions this offseason. I don't know, but yeah. What else do we want to? Did I want to get to on the NBA here? MVP race. Oh, can I just say something here? Should we start looking at Luka for MVP race? I mean,
yeah.
The way he's playing right now, is there a more dominant player in the league? The way he controls the game, like I watched that whole Mavs Bucks game on Sunday. It was a really good game, and I felt like I was watching the two best players in the game right now. I mean, the way he was just like chewing up and spitting out the Bucks defense was just like, it's a thing of beauty to watch him. He's probably in my top three favorite players to watch. And I don't know, are the Mavs a sleeper? Coming
with
out of
him,
the West?
Yeah. With him, they'll be in every game with him.
It's amazing.
You can't discount him with Luka, yeah.
Yeah, it's
He's
amazing.
He's so good. He's so good, and I actually believe that his team, the pieces around him, are garbage. I think the team is so bad, but he's so good that he makes them look better. And having him on their team is just like equating to wins and better play. But yes, he's definitely in my top probably three players that for best in the NBA that I would take on any team.
Yeah, like drop what you're doing. I'm gonna watch this whole game. I'm not a Mavs fan. I'm just gonna watch this whole game because of Luka. It's just like he's that type of player. He's must-see TV. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as garbage, but like, yeah, I mean, he's making Jalen Brunson look great. He's making Finney Smith look great. You know, like Norm Powell, like, you know, these pedestrian
Sam,
guys.
Like, think about the names you just said, right? Like, those guys are, you put them on other teams without Luka. I mean, you're talking about Finney Smith and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Max,
I mean,
Kleba.
Come on.
Yeah, like, their second best player might be Dinwiddie. If he's your second best player, I love Spencer Dinwiddie, but you probably should be like a 9 seed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And right now, yeah. I think they're the 4th seed. And, I mean, they're beating really good teams. I mean, they beat the Bucks. Who else? They were on a national. Oh, the Celtics. They went into the TD Garden and beat the Celtics a few weeks ago. I was watching that game. And it's just Luka, man. He just, you know, he just does it. He just does it all. I mean, the way he just, the pace he plays at and the way he controls, it's a thing of beauty. I don't know. I think they're asleep. The Suns obviously are rolling in the West, but I don't know. Mavs and the Nuggets might shock some people. I guess with the Nuggets, it kind of depends on if Murray is really going to be ready. I don't think it's going to happen, though, but we'll see.
Yeah, but they got guys like, you see this guy Bones Highland play?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like him.
I like him a lot.
Awesome. Yeah. I love watching him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the Nuggies are a fun team. Joker probably, he's probably going to repeat.
He's the favorite.
Yeah, right? MVP? Yeah.
God. He's the favorite.
It's
so I saw a Jokic stat today. So he needs 39 more points. I don't know if you guys saw this. 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 500 assists for the year. Never been done.
Oh my God. Wow, never.
Never been done in an NBA year. So if he gets 39 more points, I think they got like 4 games left, so he's definitely going to get that.
Right.
He'll be the first player to ever do that.
That's unbelievable. I mean, he's unbelievable. Have we ever had this much? Like, I felt like growing up, you know, there was always like a distinct MVP. You know, like there was the one guy you knew like half the season this guy was going to be MVP. There's like 5 different guys you can give it to right now. That's like never happened. You know, like it's crazy the plethora of talent in this league. It's amazing, and you know you get the people, the casuals who are like, "Oh, I used to like the NBA." I mean, we are living in the best era, I think, for like talent.
Yep.
It's
who would you guys pick?
See, this is
for the MVP.
My thing with the MVP has always been like let the playoffs play out. Like, when do they pick it usually? It's like usually during the Western or Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think it's based on the regular season though.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like that. Like, I don't know.
I'm picking Jokic.
I guess you gotta, I guess, right? Yeah. Especially if he breaks that record. I mean, I guess you gotta give it to him. Yeah.
Yeah, when I heard that stat, that made me say, you know what? I was leaning to Embiid, but when I heard that stat, I was like, you know what, let's go Jokic.
Yeah.
I think Tatum should get talked about it for more.
Tatum.
I love Tatum. He's one of my favorite players. I love that guy.
Yeah. You could have, if the Lakers were actually good, you could have made the argument for LeBron, the fact that he's putting up these numbers in his, 19th year, 20th year? But they're obviously hot garbage, so that's not happening. But yeah, I mean, it's got to be, you know, Jokic, Giannis, Embiid. You could throw Tatum. DeRozan's not in there anymore. Luka, obviously. But yeah, it's probably the Joker.
Up until a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Ja Morant also before the injury.
Yeah, so what's going on with them? Like, is he coming back? He's been out for a while.
I believe they're trying to get him ready for the playoffs. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I think he's good. They're just resting him.
True. Yeah, I mean,
I think he could play if the playoffs were tomorrow.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been missing a beat. They've been winning without him. Was it Tyus Jones? He's been solid for them.
I wouldn't discount them either. I'm kind of rooting for them to make it out of the West.
I think the West is up for grabs. I really do. I know the Suns have the best record. They're clicking, you know, but I don't know. I think the West is up for. I think the whole league's up for grabs. I really have no idea what the finals are going to be. Could be anyone. So, which is kind of cool.
Definitely.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. What else? What else in the? Anything else in the NBA before we? Let's talk about the NCAA final.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Jayhawks.
I had a wonderfully perfect bracket. It was amazing. Got all the final four.
Oh, congratulations to Josh.
Yeah. Nice.
It was really, you know, a lot of it was guessing too. It was really great.
Who ended up winning the pool?
I'm looking now. Mondino, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Gotcha.
That's funny.
All right.
But you know what?
All right.
For how crazy and unpredictable and so many upsets, the Final Four was a pretty blue blood, like traditional team Final Four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really don't have that too often. It was good. It was good. These teams weren't like super good though. There wasn't a lot of star power.
Yeah,
it's different than most years.
It's funny that you mentioned that. This is like the first time I probably enjoyed watching. Well, Duke had all the star power, right? They got all the NBA players. But like, I never root for North Carolina. I was rooting for them to do well. I was enjoying their players just because they were like they were underdogs every round.
Yeah,
and. You know, Villanova is always good. I don't particularly love rooting for them, but I guess they were the local team compared to the others. And Kansas, their coach is just hateable. But
yeah,
you know, I like their tradition and all of that. But.
Yeah, I mean, first time ever we got to see Duke and North Carolina play each other in the tournament. I thought it happened at least like one time, like back in the day or something. But that was the first. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Biggest rivalry.
And that game was awesome. That game was
awesome. Game. Biggest rivalry in the sport. I don't know how Coach K, does he come back? Does he say fuck it? I mean, geez. No. I mean,
he could barely walk. You see him? He doesn't look good.
Yeah. I don't know
if you're a Carolina fan, how mad really are you?
You ended his last home game. You knocked him out in the Final Four. Like, hey, if I'm a Carolina fan, I'm happy as hell right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. You know, they were up 15 at the half on Kansas. Complete debacle in the second half. But
it hurts for sure.
Yeah, that's tough, especially because they lost the last time against Nova. They were in the final, so. Right. You know, a couple rough goes. You know, within the last how many years here. But
they were eight seed. They weren't a good team all year.
So I know.
They just got hot and
yeah.
Was happy for Hubert.
Yeah.
He's gonna be doing real well there.
It's so funny. I feel like he was always such like a quiet, composed player. As a coach though, he's pretty animated.
I didn't expect that either.
Yeah. Yeah. I like him. Yeah, so the Jayhawks win. Bill Self gets another title. I don't know how Duke will ever live that down. Like, just never.
You can't. That's, like, yeah. Never.
Yeah.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah. That's so brutal. Like, and I mean, Coach
Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina buried K. Like, that's it. That's yeah. That's forever.
And you could say he's had the most accomplished college career ever, whatever. But, like, yeah, I mean, that's you know, that's how he ends it. Oof.
And I think two coaches only have a winning record versus Coach K is Calhoun and now Hubert Davis.
Wow.
Come on. That's so funny.
That's it.
Nice. Nice.
Shout out to Brady Manick, who went over his 3-point total in every game in the tournament. So if you bet Brady Manick every game, congratulations.
I love
Shout
Brady
out
Manick.
To P-Day for giving us that.
All my friends got rich betting the over on this guy. I swear. All my friends owe me a fucking slice of pizza. Over 2.5 every game, guaranteed. Lock and key.
He's awesome. Paul Strader, is he an NBA player?
I'd take him. Why not? Right? Like, he's tough as hell. He can shoot. He's smart. He's got pretty good size. He's not the quickest guy, but he knows how to play. Look at Matt Bonner. Matt Bonner played like freaking 12 years in the NBA.
I like that comp.
Or like he's like an Olynyk type, maybe kind of.
Yeah,
another good one.
Yeah, you know,
I thought he died from that elbow from Baycott.
Oh,
he
I know.
Got right back up.
But he's tough. Yeah.
He's really tough.
I like him.
Yeah, he kind of holds his own on defense a little bit, too. Like, in the post, I was like, all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A couple times I thought he was going to be real sweet, and he was like, all right, yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
No, he's legit. He's legit.
Yeah. Who else?
It's always good. I was happy. Kentucky lost. Duke lost, so I can't complain.
Right. Right. Who else from I think I was asking this during the game. You think Caleb Love?
Caleb Love.
Caleb Love, he'll be drafted.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's definite he's going pro. He's only a sophomore, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I was talking to Steve Panero, and he said he thinks Caleb Love's going to be back. He also thinks Baycott.
Yeah, I think they're all going to come back, except for Manick. He's graduating. But,
they might run back
many pros. There wasn't many pros in the in the championship game.
Yeah. And
Ogby on Kansas, that's about it.
Yeah.
On Kansas.
And he's, you know, I mean, you said he might be like a mid first round guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's nothing special. He's whatever.
Yeah. That's tough, I think, for the casual fans, which I guess I could consider myself a casual college basketball fan at this point. You know, when you don't have the big names in it.
Yeah.
You know, sure. It's crazy how it used to be, right? These guys would stay for 3-4 years. Now it's you know, none of the NBA players. Yeah.
There's no connection with the player and the team. It's you know, everyone's transferring. It's like a free agency every year. It's a totally different team every year for everybody. So
Yeah.
I think it might get interesting when you get rid of the one and done. And these guys like the Bancheros and stuff are just like entering the draft and not going to college. The guys that actually do go to college, you got to think a lot of them are going to end up staying longer. So you might end up with a little bit more of an old school feel, but with less talent. That's going to be the less top end talent, but like more guys that are staying 2, 3, 4 years. So you kind of get to know them a little bit.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah.
So I think it's good for the sport if that happens.
Yeah. No, I hope that happens. That'd be good. That'd be good. So, all right. So now, still got a few months to the draft. So we'll see how that goes. But what else is happening?
Who's your top pick?
Jabari.
It's gonna be Jabari.
Not Ivy. Yeah.
Nah, I go with. It's so tough. I like Bancaro. I mean, Chet. I don't know what to think about him, man. Holmgren.
I don't either.
He's the one. He's the one I don't want.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really positive on him. I would go Jabari.
Yeah. He seems like the most sure thing out of all these guys.
Yeah.
Like
the size.
Yeah. Like the top four there. I think so.
Could you imagine Banchero at the guard, though? Doesn't he just feel like a big-time guy?
A Knickerbocker?
Yeah, I don't know. I like Banchero, man. And he's got like some star power to him.
Definitely. He got some, yeah. Swagger.
Like crunch time in a close game, he's like winking at the camera. I'm like, oh my God, look at this guy.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I could see that. He's got some swagger.
I mean, the Knicks need some luck in a draft, man. We haven't had it in 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have to jump up a lot. But it's flattened odds. It's flattened odds.
We'll see. They got a shot. We shall see. Juice, the moment you've been waiting for. The Masters.
Oh, talk to me. play that soft music. I want to hear the birds chirping. I want to hear the azaleas growing, if that's possible. it's the best. It's the best probably weekend in sports. Which actually, I saved this question. I had this question. I heard this question about a week and a half ago, and I was purposely saving it for this podcast. So on Get Up on ESPN, Mike Greenberg said, of all the sports and all the events, if he could only pick one to watch, he would pick the Masters Sunday. So I wanted to ask you guys, if you could only watch one in a given year, which one are you watching?
Oh man, that's a good one.
Wait, so
any
one
event, think of all the drafts, think of the playoffs, the Super Bowl, like anything.
One event.
Or I mean, it could even be like the first Thursday of March Madness, like anything.
So this is pretty easy for me, even though I've never seen my team play in it, so I don't know what it's like from that perspective. The Super Bowl. There's nothing like it. Like, it really is got it. Like, it really has like a Christmas morning feeling to it. I don't know. It's like a holiday.
My beef with the Super Bowl is it's not about the actual football. It's like all the other stuff around it. I actually think that for football, the best, like for playing the game wise, is actually the Sunday 2 weeks before, when you have the two
divisional. Oh, the divisional. Yeah, the divisional weekend.
Yeah,
like divisional weekend. Oh, yeah, even more than.
Oh, so you're talking about, because I thought you just said one day. I thought that was the question.
Yeah, one day. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that 2 weeks prior, right? You could say the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship game. I think that.
Oh, okay.
That Sunday's better. Sunday's better than the Super Bowl.
I see what you're saying.
I go with the divisional weekend. I love the divisional round.
Yeah. Okay. No, I love it too. But if we're just talking like one day, one event,
one day.
Yeah, I'm still gonna go with the Super Bowl because I don't know. It's just like the whole day is just like. I don't know. I just there's something about it. Something about it, and obviously,
I think Game 7 NBA Finals for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No WrestleMania, huh?
I think I would go with even though I don't watch college basketball all year, those first couple of days for me, it really is like Christmas. Like I just love it. Just this is basketball all day. I'm partial to it because I'm always gambling on it also. But yeah, no, I would go with that.
I think I would have picked that day. I think when I was in middle school and maybe in high school too, because it's just like amazing. It's like,
yeah,
it's the longest day too. It's from 12 PM to 12 AM, just basketball nonstop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're doing your brackets and all that.
It is pretty awesome. You could be the biggest casual. It doesn't matter. You just put it on like, oh, I had that team. Cool. You know, like. You could, you know, you don't have to like pay attention that hard. Yeah, it is. And it's on like four different channels.
It's just complete chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there's a ton of stuff.
A lot of people called and went nuts on Greeny because they were like, no way. Because a lot of people, like, you have to be really into golf, and I think the people that are obsessed with golf would really. I kind of understand it now, but yeah, people are calling up like, "What the Sunday Masters? Get the hell out of here!" But yeah, he stuck by that.
Yeah, because I mean, I love the NBA draft. Like, you know, the lead up for that too, I get excited about. Even the NFL, the first night, you know, is pretty exciting too. But those are probably like my top three. Obviously, an NBA, you know, Game 7. I mean, there's nothing like a Game 7, right? In any sport,
yep.
But especially the NBA. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough.
If I had to pick, I would have said, you know, if you're going to say the Masters, like it has to be the Masters when, like in 2019, right before the year before the pandemic, when Tiger won. If Tiger is in the mix, that's a no-brainer.
Oh yeah,
that Sunday. Or if it's just competitive with really good guys, if it's a bunch of like guys that you didn't bet on or you don't, they're not big names. It's great, but it's not gonna do anything for me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the first round of the NFL draft. Yeah, I know it's not a playing, it's nothing's actually being played or there's no competition, but there's so many trades. There's all the mock drafts get blown up. There's so many surprises. And every team has hope, right? So I'm going to go NFL draft.
Yeah, I know that's always been like your favorite. I actually like the NBA draft better just because it's just one night. You know what I mean? It's two rounds, yeah. One night. It's simple. But I do love that first round of the NFL. It's great.
The first Sunday of NFL football, week one, is great too.
Yeah, yep. Or opening night NBA. Yes. I love opening night NBA. I used to love opening day baseball, but I can't get into baseball anymore. I just can't do it.
Yeah. You're just with football, you're just so, and even the NBA, you're so starved for it, right? It feels like it's been gone for months and then you're back.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, back to the Masters. It's going to be fun. I feel like this is the most anticipated Masters in a long time, and it's being built up because they had one in November in 2020 because of the pandemic, no fans. They had one last year and it was like some fans, but it was only 4 months after they had the last one, so it didn't feel right. And this one, Tiger's there, so this is gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
who's the favorite?
John Rahm from Spain.
That's what I heard. Yeah, the Spaniard.
He was recently unseated. He was the number one golfer in the world, and he just became number two because the number one guy jumped a few spots. He's actually a kid from Ridgewood, New Jersey, who moved to Texas when he was five. He won like 3 out of 5 tournaments in the last
couple
of weeks. So nobody does that. Like nobody has done that since Tiger Woods.
How old is he?
Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, Scheffler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's from New Jersey. No kidding.
Yeah, he was born in Ridgewood. Yeah, he lived here for a couple of years and then moved out to Texas.
Wait, is that the kid? Is that the kid that looks like Happy Gilmore's caddy?
No, it's Will Zalatoris.
Oh yeah. I'm thinking of someone else.
There's a guy who looks like
Oh yeah, I'll send it to you.
Dead ringer.
Wow. He even has he has the quotes like stamped on his clubs, like a lot of those. Quotes from Happy Gilmore.
Do you think he like purposely like does things to look like him or
no? It's just you have to see how he looks like. He had long hair and then he cut it shorter, but he just looks like the guy.
Oh man!
Yeah.
By the way, the Nets took the lead.
Yeah. What a joke!
What I start this pod with? I'm like, Nets will probably come back and win.
there's still 10 minutes left, but
they're gonna win by 15.
You could have said the Knicks were up by 35. I still would have said, yeah, it's not over.
Yeah.
It's now time to bet the Nets.
Oh my god! Just end the season. Oh wait, that's the Jets.
Can we talk about what is Emma? Is Madison Square Garden like black paint now everywhere? Like what happened to the orange and blue on the court?
I'm glad you brought that up because this looks horrible.
It's so bad.
I loved it. I loved it like the first two times, but yeah.
It was cool. Exactly. Tony, you hit the nail right on the head. It was cool the first time or maybe the second time, but this is like every game.
Yeah. It gets.
It's not, oh my God. What a dunk. Whoa. Obies.
Yep.
Obies. Yeah. Obie. I think the last pot. I think the last pot I said the best part of this season for the Knicks was RJ, his emergence. But I think it's been, like, Quickly and Obi, to be honest with you. Those two have been awesome lately and are definite keepers. Yep. So, but we'll get into that. I mean, it's going to be a long off season. We're going to be hammering that home. But back to the Masters. So Juice, who are you rooting for? Who do you want to win? You just want Tiger?
Well, I'll say this. It's a freaking miracle. I know everyone's excited about Tiger because he's, like, the greatest ever. I don't think anybody has any influence over their sport more than him. But I think it's a miracle. This guy like almost lost his leg. He almost died.
Right.
And
twice.
It's just it's pretty much a year later and he's back. And from what I see, like his swing is so perfect. Everything is like perfect. He looks great. He looks incredible.
Yeah.
So, everyone's going to be down. There's no other story. Nobody even cares.
Oh, I know.
Anybody else is playing. It doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit.
People are going to be streaking if he, like, you know, is even in contention on Sunday.
So, are you asking who I think will win or who do I want to win?
Both.
Or?
Both.
All right. Who do I think will win? I'm gonna go with Justin Thomas.
Okay.
Who is, like, the protege for Tiger Woods. Yeah. He's like taking him under his wing and all that stuff. So I'll say I think he's going to win. If I could probably pick anybody to win, though, I think it'd be really cool if Rory McIlroy won. Just finally.
Like where's
he been? I feel like you never hear about him anymore.
He hasn't won a major in, I think, 8 or 9 years. Wow. And he hasn't won a major in 8 or 9 years. And he just like hasn't won. He doesn't win at the clip that he used to win. He used to dominate. He is like he's the Masters away from having the Grand Slam. Like he's won every other major earlier on in his career, and then now he's just I don't know. It'd be awesome to see him win.
Yeah, that'd be.
He's
cool.
A good guy. He's a really nice guy too. Like a good guy. Kind of.
Who's
a nerd,
Sam Burns? You know him?
Yeah. He's playing great. He actually just won a couple weeks ago.
Some guy put $20,000 on him to win a million.
Wow.
Yeah. He's one of those sleeper picks, but he's won probably since last year. He wasn't even invited last year, like because he just started winning after the Masters, but he's won a couple of tournaments. He's pretty good.
Oh,
from LSU.
Yeah.
How much money do you win if you actually win the golf tournament?
It's not a lot. It's probably a couple million.
I was going to say, because this guy that's going to win $1 million, like that's pretty high up the leaderboard to win that much money, right?
Right.
Yeah. There's other tournaments, I think, that pay out way more than this, too.
Well, okay. how many people actually get paid out in the Masters? How many people are in it?
I believe it was, I think it's like 90. There are 90.
And right. Even the guy who finishes 90 is getting a hell of a payday. Like
He'll get a couple thousand probably, but it's nothing crazy. Like this tournament is really more about like the history prestige. And the prestige, and it's the one that everybody wants to win. It's like their golf's version of maybe like the Super Bowl or whatever.
A tradition but like no other.
Some of the traditions are cool, right? Like the champion gets to pick the dinner for the following year. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, Matsui, he did the. Right? Is it
Matsuyama.
Matsuyama, sorry. He did the whole Japanese spread.
Yeah, he did sushi. He did A5 Wagyu, which is like if you ever had that. Me and Adam had it a couple months ago.
Yeah, very good.
It was incredible. Yeah. And then he did what are they always the fish that we always get at Nobu, Adam? What's that fish?
Nobu.
Yellowtail.
No, not the yellowtail.
Love yellowtail.
Is it the cod? No, what is it?
Oh, the black cod.
Yes, black cod. They had that. And then dessert was like Japanese strawberry shortcake. They said it was banging.
Wow.
Some people fuck it up. Like some of the southern golfers, they just had like barbecue. I think even when Tiger Woods won it, he just had cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger. Speaking of food, you know, we were texting the other day, and I was telling you how Bill Simmons and, you know, whoever he has on, they always, like, rave about these $1.50 sandwiches at the Masters. Now, tell your story about this, Juice.
So, Adam can attest to this. He saw the menu. I think I shared the menu with all you guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, everyone gets like, oh, it's so amazing that the price is what they had from 100 years ago. Yeah, I get it, but like, who's eating a fucking egg salad sandwich or like pimento cheese on white bread? It's like not really that appetizing. My during COVID, when they decide to have the Masters in November, they postponed it. You can order like the entire spread as like a party, like a catering thing. And I've had it all. I tried it all. It's like fine at best, but it's not something I would rather would ever order or eat at any.
Josh, if you had a Masters party and that was what you served, I'd probably walk out.
Right, exactly. No, you'd scream at me and then walk out.
I think it's because they're only like $1.50, $2.50, and that's like unheard of. And
I'll spend $12. Can I get like a fucking cheeseburger? Like a wrap?
Yeah.
Maybe slap a brisket on a bun, you know?
Yeah.
Masters.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time anyone's eaten egg salad? I don't know. You know, it's not me, but
yeah,
it's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah,
egg salad's like something on the side.
Right.
Like, you go to a deli and, like, it comes in the bag for free. Like, that shouldn't be on the menu.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, they probably have, like, a turkey something or whatever, but yeah. You know.
I mean, it's not bad. Like, I had the pimento cheese or whatever. It's good. It's good. There's no question. But, like, it's not something that, like, I'm going to pick if I had my choices of, like, other things, like, that you would eat at Citi Field or Madison Square Garden or anywhere else.
Right. I didn't realize it's about Citi Field, but arguably the best food of any venue in the world. Who was saying that? I think Darren Revelle, again, was saying that recently.
I've been there a few times for games, and the food is really
good. No, it is.
It is good.
No, it's great. It's phenomenal. I've always thought it was great. They have that whole promenade with, like, all different, you know, stuff that you can't get, like, literally, you can't get at Yankee Stadium. But, like, I didn't realize, like, compared to the rest of the world, it's, like, tops, you know, or top five. That's pretty cool. But what's the weather supposed to be like this weekend in Augusta?
Oh, it's been storming and raining. It's raining right now.
Oh, shit.
Pouring rain.
Oh,
but
shit.
I think it's gonna be cold tomorrow during the day, and then it'll warm up. I don't think there'll be any rain, but should be interesting. Should be fine.
Yeah,
Josh, you got any long shots for us?
So there's a couple of names that are considered long shots because they're odds, but they're bigger names. Like someone like Tony Finau, who I've always like talked about on these podcasts, like his odds are really good. I know he hasn't been playing great golf, but Tony Finau's up there. I really like him. Some of the past champions that have won years before, like Adam Scott, I think you can get a really good price on. But
he's got a great name too.
Yeah, he's a very handsome guy too. Used to be sponsored by Burberry.
Really?
Yeah.
And Jabari Parker's cousin.
The four names that I'm going with are Justin Thomas, Cameron Smith, who everyone recognizes. He won the Players. He's got a huge mullet, ugly face. He looks like Larry Bird. Patrick Cantlay is who I'm taking. I really like him. He won the FedEx. He won $15 million back in November for winning the FedEx Cup. And then my last pick is from Happy Gilmore, Zalatoris. I really like him.
What's his name? I got to Google this guy now.
I'll send you the link. Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, I might just put like $10 on like some crazy long shot. What someone you just mentioned, you know, whatever. Fuck it, you know.
Dude, it's fun, man. There's so many different bets you could put in. You could parlay like where people finish, like where they make the top 10, top 20. You can bet on people to miss the cut. Like Tiger Woods, I think is like +102 to miss the cut. So you can bet on that. It's great.
Kind of gonna throw a name out there, Brian Harmon.
Yeah, lefty. Why do you like
150 to one? He's lefty.
There's a lot of lefties. Why do you like this guy?
I don't know. I don't have any. There's no logic.
Actual lefty is not playing, right, Phil?
No, he's not playing. But they came out and said that they didn't. I thought he was suspended. That they suspended him and just didn't announce it. But they're saying that he didn't come.
Oh my God, he really does look like him. Wow.
So I'm looking at the weather right now. So tomorrow, 40% chance of T-storms, high of 73. Friday, high of 68. It's going to be windy. But then Saturday, high of 60, partly sunny. And then Sunday looks perfect. 69, 70, all sun.
Okay. So, Josh, okay. 70 degrees, is that like a quarter zip or is that like a polo?
70? That's a polo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'll see guys in definitely windbreakers big time, especially on Friday. Looks windy. But, yeah, so it's all types. You know, we might get all types of weather.
I'm looking at it now. The purse isn't that much, I don't think, for the Masters. I think the total... the total money is around like $11 million, but I think the winner only gets like a little bit over $2 million. Huh. Actually, it hasn't been announced, but that was based off of last year. But yeah, it shouldn't be too much more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would figure maybe $2 to $3 million.
Yeah, they don't need to, like, the purse doesn't even need to be that much for that event, right? I mean, the green jacket and the recognition alone, you know, it's almost like the Super Bowl. Doing halftime at the Super Bowl, like, they don't get paid to do it, but like, you're doing fucking halftime at the Super Bowl, right? Your biggest stage in the world. So
golf is really huge in Japan, and when Hideki Matsuyama won last year, they said it's like equivalent to him making $100 million, like his worth over the next few years. It'll be $100 million in Japan. And he's like a god over there now.
A god.
I don't know about that Peaky Blinders haircut, though, that you sent me, Josh.
Oh, that was Colin Morikawa. Yeah.
He sorry. Wrong guy.
Terrible haircut.
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah. Should be fun. I definitely want to see Tiger there. I mean, it's going to, you know,
break. Could you imagine if
he
won?
Oh, it'd be awesome. Well, he won in what, 2019?
2019.
Yeah. So it's been kind of recent, but then he had the accident since then, and, you know.
If he won, I would think it's rigged.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Like, great. You wanted to write the story, right? This is like part of a documentary.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Should be fun. What else, guys? Will Smith slap? No? Are we over it?
Damn.
Are we over that by now? Jesus.
I saw Jada said today that she didn't like him doing that.
Of course,
she's the reason. She's the reason he did it.
I mean, she didn't.
I'm gonna put that out there.
She didn't tell him to do it. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously she probably liked it. You know, him defending her honor, but now it makes them look even worse. So, yeah, I can't imagine she liked it too much.
He had a really rough year with and he was the butt of every joke and meme. And I feel like it all just came out at that moment.
I think
you're
right.
Wrong person.
Yeah. It's been bubbling up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Chris Rock.
Yeah.
It really sucks. I like both of them, Chris Rock and Will Smith. And it sucks for both of them.
Right. Well, Chris Rock, I mean, definitely, you know, no one wants to get, you know, bitch slapped in front of millions of people or go viral, but I feel like his career, you know, everyone's kind of sympathizing with him, and I don't know, it might do wonders for his career. Whereas Will Smith, I don't know. Now it's like, who knows? I don't know if we get blackballed, but.
Did he get kicked out of, like, some stuff already?
The Academy, something. I don't know, some organization.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I thought he stepped down or something. I don't know if he got kicked out or he stepped down from something. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. But
did you guys actually see the movie King Richard or no?
I haven't seen it yet.
No,
I gotta see it.
I didn't even hear of it.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah, I heard it's good. Not like, but doesn't, like, you know, it won't blow you away. But like, it's good movie. So I gotta see that. The director is also, I guess, directing that other John Berthall show, Paul. The Baltimore one.
I forget the name, but Baltimore. Yeah, looks so good.
That looks amazing. It's gonna be HBO show series, kind of based off The Wire, but like based off a true story though, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm pumped for that. It should be good. What other shows we watching? I know last time we talked about kind of like the tech shows. So Katie and I are in the middle of The Dropout, which is another tech show. We didn't even mention that last time.
What's that about?
About Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes.
I don't know.
She's the chick that the deep voice.
I never heard of Theranos until you mentioned it. You and Josh knew about it. I didn't know about it.
Yeah. She's the chick with the deep voice, Adam. You never seen her before? The blonde girl?
She talks like this.
Not ringing a bell.
No? Yeah. It's funny. But anyway, she Juice, what'd she do? She was a fraud. She, like, they started this, like, blood testing company.
Oh, I did hear about this. Yeah, okay. The medical stuff.
Yeah, and it was worth, like, billions of dollars. They were somehow getting money from, like fucking Rupert Murdoch invested $125 million. They were getting money, like, all over the place. And they didn't even have a working, like, the machine wasn't even, like, working. Like, I don't know how the hell they went years and years with this thing. But eventually they got, like, exposed.
She's like Anna Delvey.
She was like the Anna Delvey of, like, Silicon Valley. Yeah. Yeah. No, she really was. But even more impressive because she had it going for, like, years and years.
She did it.
Because she was like a woman in tech. She was like a unicorn. So everyone wanted to just prop her up.
I don't feel bad for Rupert Murdoch getting scammed.
Nah. Nah. The real life Logan.
Yeah.
Logan Roy.
Logan Roy.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, gotta check that out. What is it on? Hulu?
Yeah, you don't have the Hulu, right?
I don't think so. I got just too many fucking apps on these things.
No, because I told you to watch Dope Sick, and that's on Hulu, and you said you didn't have it, so.
Yeah.
But I heard
you, Paul. I only have Netflix. I got to catch up on all these shows. It's just too much to watch.
It's too much. It's too much. I heard the WeWork show is really good. You said that was good, right, Adam?
So I haven't seen the show, but I read the book. The book's great.
Oh, you read the book, right. But yeah. I heard someone talking about the WeWork show, said it's really good. So that'll be next.
We Crashed?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Jared Leto, Anne Hathaway. So that'll be the next tech show to watch. But
here comes Kyrie 3. Yep, Nets by 5. Cocksuckers.
All right, guys. Anything else?
That's it. Go Nets, baby.
For Adam's sake.
Fire, kids. Take care.
Take care. Go me here.
See ya.